From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The White House has issued a terse warning to Iran, putting it on notice in the wake of Sunday's ballistic missile launch and an attack Tuesday on a Saudi warship by Shia Houthi rebels. Michael Flynn, President Donald Trump's national security advisor, condemned the attack by the Houthis off the coast of Yemen that killed two Saudi sailors.
These are just the latest of a series of incidents in the past 6 months in which Houthi forces that Iran has trained and armed have struck Emirati and Saudi vessels and threatened United States and allied vessels transiting the Red Sea.
He also criticized the previous Obama administration for failing to respond to what he called Iran's malign actions.
The Trump administration condemns such actions by Iran that undermine security, prosperity, and stability throughout and beyond the Middle East, which places American lives at risk.
A Pentagon spokesman says there has been no change in the U.S. military posture in the region, but Trump administration officials during a background briefing said the U.S. is considering a range of options against Tehran, including economic pressure and assistance to its adversaries. Iran Wednesday confirmed its ballistic missile test, but its defense minister insisted the launch did not violate the 2015 nuclear accord or a U.N. Security Council resolution endorsing it. Longtime Congolese opposition leader Etienne Tshisekedi has died while in Brussels for a medical checkup. He was 84. His death occurred as talks about implementing a December power-sharing agreement are underway in Kinshasa to ease tensions caused by President Joseph Kabila's decision to remain in power instead of calling new elections as his mandate expired. He's now supposed to step down by year's end. Tshisekedi's son, Felix, is expected to be named prime minister in a forthcoming power-sharing government. This is VOA News.